All right, so that was a couple songs by the Hylozoites. Hylozoites. H-Y-L-O-Z-O-I-S-T-S. That's how you, I don't know how you pronounce it, but Hylozoites. And the name of the album I'm never going to pronounce because it's in French, and my French is pretty terrible. I played a couple songs off the album, Bubbles and Wheelie and Dark Scene. Waltz is the songs that I played off this album I cannot pronounce, and I'm not even going to try. And before the Hylozoites, I played some Apologos. Hastings Sunrise is their brand new LP, one of the cheapest LP you can possibly find and buy. It's like if you get it at a show, it's like $5. You get this awesome, awesomely made LP, full length. Best deal in town. The song I played was Yen's Going Back to Peking, Man. You are listening to CITR Radio. The show is called Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. The live part is, you know, bands live in studio. So let's kick into that part of the programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Hermetic. Thank you. Hermetic, live on CITR. How are you doing?
Very
not
good.
So bad.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Let's start off with just how do you guys get started? Maybe you want to introduce yourself first and talk about the band a little bit, how you met and all that
fun stuff. Well, wow. I met Bart when I was in grade 8, and he was in grade 7. And
same school, I guess.
Yes, same school.
The only middle school in Smithers. We're from a very small town.
Ah.
Yeah, and he came up to me and my friend Nathan, and he was like, "Hey, you guys play guitar? That's cool. I play drums." And we're like, "Oh yeah." And he's like, "But they're in Vancouver. I just moved here." And Nathan and I were kind of like, because he was just in grade 7, so the grade eights didn't have much respect for the grade 7s. But anyway, we eventually played music together, and it turns out he's a pretty good drummer and a pretty nice guy too. So.
I'm blushing.
Very nice.
What's your side of the story, Bart?
Yeah, it's pretty well. We've been playing. This band started in. We were on tour with another band called Paper Lanterns that we played in for a while. And in Portland, we decided to start a two-piece band.
Yeah.
And then we did.
Because we played in bands for years and years, and our old band, Painted Youth, was sort of fizzling out at that time.
Right.
And I was playing guest guitar on a Paper Lanterns tour. And we were stranded in Portland and got to talk and decided to do a two-piece band. But it wasn't really till a year later that we started jamming. I bought a baritone guitar sort of the next spring or the next summer or something. And
right.
Because it was the Evens record that made me stoked on baritones. So.
Right. And I've seen the Painted Youth and I think before a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
cool.
So too. That was like ages ago though.
Oh, yeah. Like 2002,
yeah. So
2005.
Years ago. So, how do you feel about the two-piece versus a bigger band?
I think it's fun because I play in bands, still other bands, and this presents a totally different challenge, and it makes two-piece. It's like it's way more challenging to think of ways to keep songs interesting, even though there's only so much two people can do at once.
Yeah. And at the same time, that's sort of a creative impetus because you're writing in a whole different way. It's like parts can't be boring, you know. We try and do our best, but there's like a
that's not a guarantee or anything.
So
it can't be boring to us.
Right.
There's my drumstick.
Are you trying to stay as a two-piece or do you think that's a cool, I don't know, I don't want to say cool idea or that sort of stuff, but was there ever a need to... you ever wanted another member?
I think we sort of talked about it before, and I think it's whenever the two-piece element starts to become a hindrance rather than sort of a means to, you know, overcome in sort of a fun way. But if it ever got to the point where we felt creatively dry and had exhausted all the avenues, I don't know. But really, it's just like that would just mean that we're not creative enough.
Right.
You look at bands like Hella, who are a two-piece for years, and they're amazing, and Lightning Bolt and stuff like that, and, you know, like, I sometimes feel like, oh, you know, you can't do much with two people, and then I listen to a band like that, I'm like, oh, fuck, we're not trying hard enough.
And there are tons of Vancouver bands that are two-pieces now.
I almost sort of feel like if we were to become, like, when we first started, we were sort of saying, like, maybe we'd add a third member at some point, but I almost feel like it would just be a different band at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if, maybe one day, but it sort of seems like half of what this band is being the two-piece. It's kind of fun.
Right. And speaking of a two-piece band, and usually that I talk to people with, that people have seen you in Shindig and stuff, a very, very common comparison was the Inbreds.
Oh, that's one of my favorite bands. Yeah. And that's definitely one of the inspirations for this band, so we probably wear it on our sleeve.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyone who's made that comparison, thank you very much.
So you like that. And...
actually, it's funny. The Inbreds, again, like they're a band that I listened to, I guess, before I got into punk rock and stuff, or what I thought was more punk than the Inbreds. So it was like when I was like 13 or whatever, I listened to them, but then didn't rediscover them until, that fateful Portland trip, and I found Combinator on vinyl,
which was
so awesome. I've
never
seen it on vinyl since. And I got that for like $5 and listened to it at my friend's house in Portland. And it was
you remember how good it was?
Yeah. It was just, it blew my mind. Like that, and like I say, that's the summer that the Inbreds record. I was listening to that a lot. Or not the Inbreds, the Evens. And I don't know. Those were like two big, big inspirations for this band, I think.
Yeah. So from that, you just decide, was it a conscious effort to go more pop than punk? Or do you still consider yourself just pop punk?
I think it's just a more natural songwriting style for myself. Like, yeah. I don't really think of this as pop punk. I think it's definitely indie pop meets sort of post punk, but this, it's, you know, I mean, like, whatever that difference is, but in my mind, like, it's not the same as pop punk.
I think, like, we both played in a lot of punk rock bands too, and like, it's fun to try to again do something different. It's fun to, like, not that this isn't a punky band in lots of ways, but you know.
I also found with Painted Youth, it was like we started this band that it was pretty hardcore and pretty, like, you know, lots of minor chords and, you know, pretty aggressive sound. I mean, in its own way, and I remember sort of feeling like I was trapped within a certain style within that band, you know. And even though, like, no one cared, it was like it's just us who felt trapped. It was like, you know, you've imposed these limitations on yourself. But I think with this band, I just, for me personally, I just wanted to, like, not really have a conceived style, just kind of write whatever I wanted to write. And, like, and probably you feel the same way. We just kind of do whatever we want to do. I mean, because it's a two-piece, it's like none of our songs sound radically different. It always kind of sounds like us. But I think the pop, I think we both love, like, indie pop music, and this just comes kind of naturally.
Nothing wrong with indie pop music. No. It's my favorite type. We are here live in studio in CITR with Hermetic, and you guys got more song to play.
Yeah, sure. This one's called Sunday Best. It's probably the first song we wrote consciously, or I wrote consciously for this band, and then I guess we did songs. I don't know. This is like the song that solidified this band, I think. Cool.
Yes. Just take my advice, change my mind.
Hermetic live on CITR. So you guys are the Shindig champion from last year. Or, well, this past year. Last year sounds so long ago, but it's really only 2 months ago.
Right.
So what fame and fortune has happened to you? I don't know.
Well, we got asked to play Thunderbird Radiohead, which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
Playing at Pat's Pub tomorrow.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. You probably did you mention that when you played Apollo Ghosts, perhaps? They're playing tomorrow?
I was going to mention it, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, tomorrow at Pat's Pub, Apollo Ghosts and Golden Touch.
Yes, Golden Touch.
Golden Touch.
Yeah.
Do you know... Apollo Ghosts is well known to listen of this program because I just constantly play them all the time.
Yeah.
It's a good band.
Good choice.
Good choice, yes. Golden Touch, can you tell me a bit about them?
They're another two-piece. They're a younger guy and a gal. I don't actually really know them. They're sort of like Riot girly sounding. I hope that doesn't pigeonhole them too much. But I was listening to them today. So I did see them, yeah.
Awesome. Going back quickly to Shindig, the experience was fun. Well, you played the finals last year. Well, 2 years ago.
Yes, 2007. Very briefly played in Fanshawe, and my two shows were Shindig. And honestly, like, I didn't think it was something I would ever enter because the idea of playing music competitively is a little absurd. But
what made you change your mind?
Because it was so fun and sort of relaxed, really chill. Like, there's no bad vibes. It was, you know, everyone. I mean, people were happy to win. People were disappointed to lose, I guess. But like, honestly, it was unbelievably chill, and there was so much support between all the bands and so much just sort of checking out other bands and stuff. So I don't know. It was a good experience that year, and so we decided to enter this year, and it turned out really well for us.
Yeah, it's funny because I hadn't been in a battle band since I was in, like, maybe grade 8 or 9 or something like that. And
That wasn't a very good
experience. Exactly. I had pretty bad feelings about it. But this was incredible. Like, I couldn't believe how awesome, like, every band was, like, every time. It just seemed like everyone got along really well, and it was really cool and fun.
We're really, really stoked and grateful to get the studio time because we are ready to record an album, and we don't have any money, so that'll help.
Awesome, awesome. You got new songs because you have a split with Plus Perfect that was a while ago.
We recorded those about a year ago, actually, and are those three songs. That we put together just on the fly for a tour that we were doing with Animal Names, Bart's other band, and Plus Perfect were touring about the same time, so we put that together, and that's really the only thing we have released.
Right. And that was recorded by Scott Bell from Buffalo Swans.
Yeah.
Awesome. And speaking of Animal Names, that's your other band, and when I was talking to you about being in Shindig, you were actually on tour. Was that the same tour?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was in, like,
that was right.
Summer,
I was
just before summer.
Out, I was getting back to you because, like, we didn't have internet for, like, 4 days in a row and stuff like that.
How did that tour go?
got to camp out in this guy's yard in Ontario when our van broke down. We didn't have internet access then. Yeah.
What kind of guy was? Where did you find this guy? And
we found this guy when we were stranded on the side of the highway.
He was the best.
Pete in Still River.
Yeah, if you're listening by chance.
Yeah.
So was he the closest guy to your broken van, basically, the closest house?
He was a mechanic, and we called, and there's no way a tow truck was going to come right away, and he showed up. They said they could send this mechanic, and he worked on his birthday.
His birthday. He didn't tell us.
Really?
He didn't tell us, and he fixed our van, and he charged us next to nothing, and he gave us beer and food and cigarettes for people who smoked in the van. It was pretty well.
And he gave you a place to stay on the lawn.
Camped out on his lawn. Pete won. He was great.
It was far beyond the Call of Duty. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And the tour itself, I don't know. It was some of the shows were a bit of a bust, I gotta say, but highlights were probably. Lethbridge was good. Toronto was pretty fun. Lethbridge was awesome.
Yeah, there was some fun shows and some bummer shows.
I feel like I'm repeating myself from. I did a Discord or interview from you guys for the other day, but my favorite part about touring is really like meeting new people and networking and stuff like that. And I think that's where this tour fell a bit flat because some of the shows we played, it was like us and Animal Names and no one else in the room, you know.
So you didn't, so you didn't get to. Which, well, in that case, would you, the next time you go on tour, would you try to go alone?
Or
just
not plan necessarily. More bands? I think just network a bit more beforehand. The tour and make sure we're always playing with like another band, like if we can. I mean,
how tough it is to, it's pretty tough, it must be, for just two out of town bands to go and drop into a city, though.
Especially when one of them, like, we didn't have a record, sorry, Bart, I cut you off. We didn't have anything recorded, really, at that time, except for that split, which we put out. But,
that came out, like, we literally had those 2 days before we left. So
no one had a clue who we were. So, really, we weren't expecting anything more. It's just sometimes you luck out, sometimes you don't. And I think that tour was not one of the luckier ones, being on.
But you're still glad you did it, though.
It was a blast.
It's always fun. It's always fun in some way.
Sweet. So, why don't you guys play, you guys got one more song, I guess?
Let's play that song.
And then we'll wrap it up. And Hermetic, live on CITR.
All
Hermetic, live on CITR. Thanks so much for coming out tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Let's tell people, well, how do people get a hold of you? What's the website? I always let you do that at the end of the show.
Oh, the embarrassingly chosen MySpace address is myspace.com/hermeticrules, R-U-L-Z. That was sort of like before I even really thought about playing shows or anything. Right. Trying to type that
you
in.
You know what? I didn't read it until now. I thought it says Hermetic Cruise. I was like, what does that mean?
Is it too late to change our MySpace address?
It is now. You just announced it over the radio.
I guess so.
It's set in stone now. Yeah. And you have shows coming up. Is it tomorrow night? Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Pat's Pub.
Pat's Pub.
Polo Ghost and Golden Touch at Pat's Pub.
Yeah.
When do you think that starts? Are you first, second, last? You know?
I think we're second. Apollo Ghost put us last, and there's no way we're playing after Apollo Ghost because they're too good.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing will probably start around 9:30.
Yeah, because I haven't been to Pat's Pub in a while. Do you know if it's... What time does it close now?
It closes early still, I think.
Yeah, still relatively early. Like, so it'll be an early-ish bar show.
And then I see there's another show on the 19th at the Biltmore with the Helios Sequence.
Yes.
And then March 13th at the Pat's Pub again at something called Dual Fest.
Yeah, Dual Fest.
All two-piece bands.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. with Boogie Monster, which is another Shindig band, and Elton Bong.
Yes, I love that name.
Elton Bong.
Have you seen them before?
No, I've never seen them.
I haven't seen them either.
Is Tate Solid playing that show?
Evan said it might just be a solo act.
Might be a solo act.
But
what?
Maybe
what are they doing on the two-piece?
Maybe it's a guy with a split personality. Does that count?
But I'm bumped.
Sorry, you have drums.
Yeah, sure. I'm not holding my sticks, man.
Anyways, we'll figure out when the time comes. I assume when it's called Duel Fest, it would be.
Yeah,
I think it would be too. Maybe he'll bring up somebody.
Yeah.
Ah, be good times. So again, thanks for coming out, Hermetic. Check them out tomorrow at Pat's Pub. And also at all these other fine dates on the website, Hermetic Rules with a Z on MySpace. Good times.
I'm sorry.
Also, I'd like to thank Evan and Irene for helping out.
Yeah,
definitely
thank you
for doing sound live because I don't know anything about anything.
Us.
Seriously. Either. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nothing about sound. So, yeah, and we are going to probably pop in another city until the next show goes on CITR. Thank you.